The first dance I ever attended at the Legion Hall in Moose Jaw was way back in 1968, the occasion being the evening of November 11th, following a banquet with a guest speaker and quite a number of stories shared by veterans of past wars. I attended the dinner as a relatively new reporter for the newspaper and was accompanied by the photographer. The Legion president was a congenial host and urged us to stick around for the dance. We came to an agreement. I would go back to the office to write the story and the photographer would develop and print photos from the film he had shot. Then we would return for the dance. We were assured the party would still be going on well into the early hours of November 12th. He was absolutely correct. Upon our return, he showed us to seats at his table, introduced us around and brought us drinks, beer for my colleague and Coke for me. I was underage after all and graying heads at the table nodded in understanding. It was a wonderful evening and I was asked to dance countless times by many strangers. Some of my new friends were amazed I knew how to polka and do the steps to the schottische. Attending all those rural dances growing up in a small town had paid off. That was the first of many dances I attended in that hall, featuring mostly local bands. The Rhythm Boys, Yvonne and the Plainsmen, Country Blaze, Trick Rider, Gary Paquin, Swift Current Heritage Fiddlers, among some of the groups on stage providing dance music of all types. The names of other bands escape me, but they filled the floor with dancers as soon as they hit their first notes. Many years have gone by and my dancing days are limited to a shuffle or two in front of the television, and maybe a short round of an old-time waltz. But that doesn't mean I have forgotten how much enjoyment comes from simply listening to the music with a bit of toe-tapping. That toe-tapping is exactly what I will be doing on Saturday, April 6th, when Detour Duo visits Branch No. 59, Royal Canadian Legion in Moose Jaw. In addition to providing a wide variety of cover songs, the dance will mark one of the first events in Moose Jaw being held to celebrate the 100th anniversary of the Royal Canadian Air Force. The duo is part of a larger Regina-based band known as Detour Country. The band has a wide following in the province and folks at the Legion are excited to feature the duo for a celebration in the lounge at 268 High Street W. The band, duo website promises music from soulful blues to upbeat pop and everything in between, including country and classic rock hits from the 1990s. A beef on a bun dinner with a variety of salads will start the evening and be served from 6 p.m. to 7 p.m. Music will begin at 7:30 p.m. and continue to 11 p.m. Advance tickets are $10 each or $15 at the door. The evening's activities are open to the public and will surely bring back memories of those famous dances held years ago in the upstairs hall. My toes will be tapping. Joyce Walter can be reached at ronjoy at sasktel.net. The views and opinions expressed in this article are those of the author, and do not necessarily reflect the position of this publication.